From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Sheila Cast, sitting in for Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Sheila.
And you are spending the Christmas holiday in Indiana?
Yes.
My home state?
Is that true? Where are you from?
I'm from Indianapolis.
How about that?
My cousins are still in southern Indiana.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if they got hit with the big snow that you got hit with.
I'm in western Indiana in a town called Crawfordsville. It wasn't so bad here, but eastern Indiana and then all through Ohio was just lots of snow and bitter cold.
So does it remind you of your youth?
Well, I don't know. I could use a little less of this kind of youth.
Were you already a puzzle file when you were growing up?
I was. I was making puzzles when I was 8 or 9.
Wow.
I don't know why, but they always hit me.
Well, tell us about the challenge you left us with last week.
Yes, I said, take a three-word phrase that names some sounds of Christmas, and the number of letters in the words were 6, 5, 7. I said, say the phrase out loud. It will sound like a new phrase in which each of the three words changes spelling, and the new phrase means immensely amuse pretty young women doing a laundry job. What phrases are these?
And the answer?
The answer is sleigh bells ringing, and that then becomes sleigh, S-L-A-Y, bells, B-E-L-L-E-S, ringing, W-R-I-N-G-I-N-G.
Well, we had just over 1,300 people who figured that out, who solved that puzzle, and our winner, randomly selected from the correct answers, is Wendy Becker from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Hi, Wendy.
Hello.
And tell us, Wendy, what do you do there?
I'm a child support officer in a local county government.
So you work with the courts?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Good work. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Oh, I've been submitting entries for about 5 years.
That's serious.
Yes.
How long did you work on this one?
Probably 10 minutes. It's one of those that just came into my head, as some of them do.
Great. You're talented. And are you ready to play today?
Yes, I am.
Great. Wendy, meet Will.
All right, Wendy and Sheila. Every year around this time, I do a Names in the News quiz. Names of famous people you probably never heard of before this year, but who sprang to national prominence during the past 12 months. And this was compiled with the help of Kathy Baker and Tim Goodman, who were players on this quiz in previous years. All right, number one is Barack Obama.
He is the elected senator from Illinois.
Excellent. Number two is Viktor Yushchenko.
It's sometimes pronounced on the NPR newscast as Yushchenko.
Oh, he is one of the candidates running for high office in the Ukraine.
Excellent. And the one who was apparently poisoned by dioxin. Christine Gregoire.
She is the Democratic candidate running for governor of Washington State.
That's right. Ken Jennings.
Who is the man on Jeopardy that's won a lot?
Excellent. I like the form in which you gave that answer.
Great form, Wendy.
Specialist Thomas Wilson.
Oh, I have a blank.
I do, too.
You don't know this one, Sheila?
I'm blanking.
Okay. Well, he is the Marine who questioned Defense Secretary Rumsfeld.
Of course he is!
About insufficient armor for U.S. troops going into Iraq. Try this one. This one's newly prominent this year, Bernard Kerik.
He was the former nominee for the head of the Homeland Security and then withdrew his name.
Excellent. Michael Phelps.
Oh.
You hear these little clicking noises as Wendy and I are trying to remember.
I mean, the name rings a bell, but I can't.
Think sports.
Oh, yes, he is the swimmer at the Olympics.
Yes,
the U.S. swimmer.
He won 8 medals at the Olympics. Excellent. Freddie Adu, A-D-U.
I'm thinking a young soccer player?
Yes.
Okay.
From Ghana, he signed a contract with D.C. United for $2 million over 4 years. Excellent. James Caviezel. Last name is C-A-V-I-E-Z-E-L. James Caviezel.
An actor in The Passion of Christ?
Yes, he had the title role in Passion of the Christ. Jason Allen Alexander. This is entertainment related.
And marriage related.
Did he marry Britney Spears?
He married Britney Spears for 54 hours.
Okay.
And your last one, Hazel and Phineas Moder, M-O-D-E-R.
Okay. They are twin babies.
Yes.
Born to...
Yes.
The name escapes me.
Beautiful smile.
Julia Roberts?
Julia Roberts.
Ah, thank you.
Wendy,
Sheila.
You are great.
You are wonderful.
I had so much fun.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, and the New York Times' Will Short's favorite Sunday crossword puzzles from St. Martin's Press. Wendy, what member station do you listen to?
I am a member of two stations, public radio, KNOW, which I listen to this program, and WCAL.
Well, I think you've done them proud. Wendy Becker from Minneapolis, Minnesota, thanks for playing the puzzle with us, and Happy New Year.
Thank you so much, and Happy New Year to you both.
Thank you.
And now, Will, what's the challenge you have for us to work on this week?
Yes, it comes from listener Steve Baggish of Littleton, Massachusetts. Think of a nine-letter, hyphenated word meaning something extremely simple. Take the first and fifth letters and move them four spaces down the alphabet. So A would become E, B would become F, C would become G, and so on. The result will name a famous actor, first and last names. The first name has three letters, and the last name has six. Who is this person? So again, a nine-letter hyphenated word meaning something extremely simple, and where the hyphen goes is for you to figure out. Move the first and fifth letters four spaces later in the alphabet. The result will name a famous actor, 3, 6. Who is it?
Okay. When you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we will call you if you're the winner. And you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Sheila.